Gospel of Matthew does. So I want to put this passage into that context so that we're all on the same page. In Matthew, the disciples and Jesus are on their way to Jerusalem, just like in Luke, and Jesus has just finished telling them the second time that he is going to be arrested, crucified, and die. Right? Right after that, the disciples, who, Lord love them, they just weren't listening. Right after that, they ask Jesus, who's the greatest one in the kingdom? As in, who's your favorite, Lord? They just don't get it. So Jesus takes a child, a young child, and puts the child among them, kind of in the center. And he says, if you want to enter the kingdom of heaven, you have to become like this, this child. Now, in that day, children had no social status at all. They were a complete drain on resources. Okay, so that's not so different from today. Can't wait until Emily and Sam are working and they can take care of me. They were a complete drain on resources. They had no voice. No one cared about their opinion. They had no agency. They had no power. They had nothing. They had no respect. And Jesus, in response to who's the greatest one, who's your favorite, Lord, says you have to be like this. You have to be somebody willing to give up your agency and your respect. You have to be vulnerable. That's hard. Now, then we get to Luke, and Jesus says, times of stumbling are bound to happen, but woe to those from whom it comes. He says, don't be a stumbling block. Don't get in the way of people who have no agency, who have no respect earned, who have no voice. Don't get in the way of them growing in the relationship with me. So in today's world, somebody like that, I mean, obviously we can't use kids, right? Because kids, despite my best efforts, my children have agency. They have opinions. I listen to them, right? Who would it be? The closest thing I could think of was somebody on the streets. Somebody that we pass by every day that we don't see, who has no power, who is completely vulnerable to the elements. We are called not to get in the way of that person's growth in faith. Now, is it possible that somebody like that would come into St. Thomas? Sure. Is it likely? Probably not. So in this context, in this community, who are those that we might stumble, might cause to stumble? Who are those that don't have any agency? I will tell you. People who walk in those doors for the first time or the second time. People who come in. How many of you have ever gone to church in a different place, like for the very first time? Keep your hand up if it was a terrifying experience. Keep your hand up if no one talked to you. Keep your hand up if you wanted to go back. Interesting, isn't it? It takes an immense amount of courage to follow God's prompt, to walk in those doors. They don't do it on their own. It is a prompting from the Holy Spirit. It is a call by God to come in those doors for the first time. And they come in not knowing anyone. They come in willing to be vulnerable. They have no agency here. They're not on a committee. They're not on council. They have no respect. They don't know who to respect. They have no voice. It takes a tremendous amount of courage to come in. And they come here because they are looking for what we have. They're looking for a relationship with Jesus. They might not articulate it that way, but that's what brings them here. And how do we help them stumble? And I don't mean sticking our foot out in the aisle. How do we help them stumble? I see it almost every time we have a new visiting family. We get into what I call our holy huddles. You've seen them, right? I have to, like, dodge them going up the center aisle when I'm trying to get, like, almost like O.J. Simpson running through the airport, trying to get to families before they can get out the door. We get into holy huddles because we haven't seen each other all week and we want to catch up. And we're like, do, 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 do. And we never see the child among us. We never see the new person around us. So I'm giving myself permission today, because I'm the pastor and I can. I'm giving myself permission today to, when there's a visiting family and I see all of you in holy huddles, I'm going to start breaking you up. I'm going to help you see the child in our midst, the one who is vulnerable and seeking a relationship with God. Statistically, people will come to church twice before they decide not to come back. And if they're not engaged by that second time, they're not going to come back, no matter what. We have two times to invite them back for coffee, to sit with them at a table, to invite them to sit with us at our holy huddle tables. You see, it can't just be me that engages people. Because, correct me if I'm wrong, but I get paid to care about people. Right? I mean, I would anyway, but it's a pastor's job to engage people, right? No. It's all of us. It's all of us to keep our eyes open to the child among us, to the vulnerable, those seeking to grow in their relationships. I'll tell you what this looks like. Remember in the summer, Bill and Andrea Stevenson came to do a presentation on Mbulu, right? It was a two-week thing before and after Bible school. They came the first Sunday. Now, Bill and Andrea are consistent, passionate Thursday night members. They only come to Sunday when they have to, okay? And they've been members for 35 years. 35 years. So they go back and they're having coffee, chatting with people. And Laura Chamley, who usually sits like where Dr. Fanazzo is, not that I have it all mapped out in my brain, Laura comes up with a visitor pack and comes up and starts talking to Andrea. And she said, "I'm Laura. I am so glad you're here. Here's some information if you want to know about our church." Do you see what Laura did? It didn't occur to her not to say anything for fear that maybe this has been a member for 35 years and I just didn't know it and I don't want to embarrass myself. All she saw was somebody who was new, somebody who had come to church for the first time, and she extended a hand. That's our call for everybody that comes in these doors. Is it possible that Tammy, you're going to introduce yourself to somebody who's been a member here for 50 years? Absolutely. And that's okay. You laugh about it, like, "Oh, I'm so sorry. We probably met a million times and I just don't remember," because that's what I say. We can't let that get in our way. It is our call, all of our calls, to keep our eyes open for the child in our midst, to those who are seeking the Lord, and not get in their way of that relationship. May God keep our eyes and our hearts open today and every day we gather. Amen.